Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll start with some team news ahead of Saturday's early Premier League kickoff. It's 12:30 when Newcastle play host to Chelsea. Forward Callum Wilson could make a swift return from a hamstring injury, while Jonjo Shelvey and Matt Ritchie haven't been ruled out. Ryan Fraser isn't fit, and Miguel Almiron only arrived back in England late on Thursday and is being assessed. Moving on, and boss Steve Bruce has branded Miguel Almiron's agent as an amateur looking to make a fast buck after claims made on Paraguayan radio. Almiron's agent, Daniel Campos, said the Paraguay forward would have already left Tyneside if it had not been for the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Bruce said, "I couldn't miss the quotes because they were so outrageous. It was bordering on the ridiculous." An agent who, 2 years in, is probably trying to profit again and take him somewhere else is just hugely disrespectful to all of us, basically, and to the club in particular, who have served Miguel so well. Finally, Dalian Yifang boss Rafael Benitez has revealed that he wants to return to the Premier League in the future, hinting that he's open to another spell with Newcastle. Benitez spent over 3 years at St James's Park before a failed takeover of the club resulted in his departure. The Spaniard has been with the Chinese Super League side since July 2019, but it appears that another period in England could soon be on the horizon. Speaking to the EuroLeague show on BBC Radio 5 Live, Benitez said, "When I left Newcastle, I was waiting until the last minute for a takeover, but obviously it didn't happen. If you remember, when I went to Newcastle, we were fighting until the end and we were relegated. In the last game we played against Tottenham, and I think it was maybe one of the best games in the history of Newcastle, and we beat them 5-1 with 10 men. The fans this day were amazing, and I decided to stay this day because of them. So with all these things in your head, if I decided to stay when we had no money, imagine with a takeover." That's all for now. We'll have more later.